on the fan line here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris from Vikings.com, Mike Wobshaw. Mike, sorry, but I am addicted to the NFL.
Well, that makes two of us, and maybe we'll throw Chris in there, and that makes three of us. So
there's a lot.
Just put it in the vein. Just put it straight in the vein.
Yep, three is not a crowd when it comes to addiction to the NFL.
We know for sure that the Vikings will be in London. Is that week four?
That is week four. We know that's week four, and here's a couple other things we know about that, guys. The NFL mandates a home game before London. So we know the Vikings are going to be home in week three. We know they're going to be in London in week four. And then you know that you have a bye week after the London game. So we have a bye in week five.
Hmm. I did predict this last week, but I did predict, I think, with the Vikings, they're going to get more prime time games this year. And the Vikings get the NFC East. They get the Giants. They get the Cowboys and Philadelphia. I'm just predicting that the Vikes at Dallas on Thanksgiving Day, that'd be a pretty nice matchup.
Well, I think it would be. Now, the question is going to be, does Dallas host the AFC team this year or does Detroit? Because one of those two teams has to host an AFC team because one of the games has to be on CBS.
This is
just one of the wrinkles that the schedule makers have to deal with when they're trying to set the schedules for 32 teams that are playing in 31 different cities, with New York having two teams.
Right. You figure Detroit, though, they're going to get the same schedule as the Vikings, so I would say, hey, Pittsburgh and Detroit on Thanksgiving Day, or even the Giants, nice, the Giants in Detroit.
Yep, that's a nice one. But you know what, Craig, you mentioned the Vikings having the NFC East on the schedule this year. That's a perfect spot for prime. If you're going to put the Vikings in prime time, obviously for any team you're going to look in the division, you're going to look at Green Bay and Chicago. So we're not going to be surprised to see a primetime game against, say, the Green Bay Packers. But outside of the division, if you wanted to put a primetime game on the Vikings schedule, I mean, how about the NFC East? There are some really attractive draws there, and there are some good teams. You have the Giants, who are going to draw really well on Monday night. The Vikings could play there against the Giants on Monday Night Football. You have the Dallas Cowboys, Jerry World. The new stadium that the Vikings are going to go to for the first time, Tony Romo, Dallas is a big market. The Vikings could play there on Monday night. And then you have Robert Griffin III and the Washington Redskins scheduled to play at the Metrodome this year. That would be an appealing primetime game, if you ask me. You could have a Monday night, Sunday night NFL Network game with RG3 coming to Mall of America Field.
Once he's healthy.
If he's healthy. And really, I mean, you have last year, the big rehab story was Adrian Peterson, who got hurt against the Redskins. This year, it's going to be RG3 coming back from his ACL. And it would be kind of cool to have those two guys on a big stage. Outside of that, you have a matchup with the defending Super Bowl champion Baltimore Ravens. Maybe that's a primetime game if you go to an AFC matchup. So I don't think that you're going to see the Vikings with five primetime games, but I think they're an attractive team to put in a primetime spot with the defending most valuable player and a 2,000-yard rusher in Adrian Peterson.
I know the Vikings and the Packers, but the one game that I would be very shocked if we didn't see in primetime is the Vikings in Seattle, especially after Percy Harvin, Antoine Winfield. To me, anything that involves Adrian Peterson, Percy Harvin.
It's at Seattle, too, isn't it?
It's at Seattle. Yeah. So you imagine something in Seattle on a Sunday or a Monday night. To me, that would be ratings gold. But maybe I'm looking at it from a little bit of a biased angle.
You may have purple-shaded glasses on there, Chris, but I do think you're right. That's an appealing matchup. These are a pair of playoff teams from last year, right? And you have players switching, going back and forth between teams, and a long history of that, dating all the way back to Bob Lertzema and Carl Eller and John Randall. So not just recently, but in history. And the other thing is, and here's another scheduling wrinkle that the NFL has to consider, is the networks, Fox and CBS, each week they get to protect a certain number of games. So if the Fox decision makers look at a particular week where the Vikings and Seahawks are playing and that's the best matchup that could be on their network, they can protect that game. So maybe it's not a primetime game. Maybe it's Fox's number one game and you're going to get Troy Aikman and Joe Buck doing it. Or maybe the Vikings-Seahawks game is the same week as a Cowboys-Redskins game, and that game is going to be the primetime game. So, you know, so there's a lot that goes into it for these schedule makers, and they finally get to unveil it tonight, and it's like Christmas in April.
He's Mike Wobshaw, Vikings.com, here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. So if you're making the schedule, we know that Adrian Peterson is the selling point of the Minnesota Vikings. What teams out there could you see get the most primetime games? I would think that Wes Welker going to Denver is a huge selling point.
Packers, yeah, obviously Packers are up there.
You know, the Packers, the Seahawks. Are there teams that you're looking for to maybe dominate a little bit more, the primetime
Denver,
spots?
Yeah,
I think so. You guys are right. Denver definitely is one of them. There's three others that I would throw out there. One is San Francisco. You know, I think that's a team that's coming off obviously going to the Super Bowl, and they have a lot of big names. I think Jim Harbaugh draws a lot of attention. So there's a team that you could throw in for several primetime games, the Baltimore Ravens being the defending champions. Certainly a team that you would consider for a lot of primetime games. And a team that can be fun to watch is the Houston Texans. You know, and I think a lot of people are going to pick them to win their division once again and see if they can finally get over the hump and get to the Super Bowl. I think they're a team that could play in the prime time quite a bit.
I just have this feeling that the North Division with the Packers and the Vikings, certainly those two, could see almost with the Giants and Dallas. That we could see primetime games all four of them.
Well, haven't the Giants and the Cowboys played like half of the primetime games that have ever been played?
Yeah,
It feels that way. And guys, you're right, Craig. I mean, you look at the Vikings division. If you ask me, I mean, it's the toughest division in football. I'm not saying there are any easy divisions out there, but I'm saying there's no tougher division than the NFC North. And then you throw in the big markets of the NFC East. And I mean, the AFC East has big markets as well. But, you know, it does seem like the NFC East gets its fair share of primetime games. And that's what happens when you play in a big market. Those networks want that big television audience. And it's fun to play on the primetime stage. It does create some headaches behind the scenes, behind the curtains with some timing, and you have to adjust your schedule, and sometimes you get a short week the following week. If you're on the road on Monday night, you come home, you don't get home until very, very late. It's actually the next morning when you get home. You got to flip the calendar quickly. So there are some headaches involved with playing in primetime, but it's fun to play on primetime because everyone is watching you, and it's kind of a showcase opportunity. I hope the Vikings can get their foot in the door here and get two or three of them, because I think we're going to be a fun team to watch this year. And we don't have a great history of playing in primetime, but let's turn that around in 2013. You know, let's get that fixed and let's perform better in the prime time.
Yeah, you kind of went into a couple of my questions. Number one, that we know that the Vikings, for whatever reason, they don't play well when the spotlight is on them for whatever reason, for as long as I can remember. But then you mentioned, you know, that they should be a good team. Other than Adrian Peterson, if you're a marketing and a promotion and a person that's looking, what would the draw be to put the Minnesota Vikings in primetime other than Adrian Peterson?
Well, I think a couple things I would point to. One is Jared Allen. You know, he's a guy that it's hard not to like him. Obviously, if you're Jay Cutler or Matthew Stafford or Aaron Rodgers, you don't like him. But outside of those guys, I mean, it's hard not to like Jared Allen. I think he's a draw. The other thing is rivalry games. And the Vikings, for whatever reason, have a rivalry that's built up a little bit here with Seattle. Well, we know the reason. It's players going back and forth. So that's attractive, the rivalry with Seattle, the rivalry with Green Bay, the rivalry with Chicago. You know, those are reasons to put the Vikings in prime time. And then it just gets down to who you play and when you play them. You know, if you play the defending champions late in the season, maybe that's a nice prime time spot for you. Or if you play the defending champions in week one, you know, you have a good chance, or you're probably going to be in prime time. What's your home opener? Do you have a very appealing home opener? That might get you into the prime time. So, you know, I think there are selling points for the Vikings. They have a hard schedule this year. When you look at strength of schedule and teams that went to the playoffs last year, they play in London. You know, they play the NFC East. They play the defending Super Bowl champions. They have the reigning MVP. We have a young team. We have Jared Allen. So I think the Vikings are an attractive team to put in prime time.
Have you heard, have you been able to get any sort of feel as to what the schedule might look like with you know, when home games, road games? Because other than Chicago hosting the Vikings in week two, Normally, we can see one or two leaks. I haven't seen anything come out. It seems like they're guarding this one pretty good.
Yeah, it is being guarded closely, and I have gotten a whiff of some things, and I did have some predictions too. You know, and I said with PA on KFAN today. You know, I said, hey, with the London game in week four, which is a home game, and then a home game in week three, you know that you might see a couple road games to open the season. And that's not me spilling any beans. That's just me looking at numbers. I mean, mm-hmm. you want to have as balanced a schedule as possible for all the teams to equal the playing field. And before the Vikings get too heavy-handed with home games early in the season, you know they're at home in week three and week four. Don't be surprised to see a road game or two in week one and week two. I think the Vikings are a great candidate to play on Thanksgiving this year in Detroit, actually. We haven't done that in quite a while. We know we're going to play at Detroit. And here's the other thing that would be nice if the Vikings could get a Thanksgiving Day game. Thanksgiving Day is obviously later in the season. So with us having an early bye in week five, it would be nice to have a Thursday game later in the season so that we have that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday off. It's kind of like a quasi-bye week. So whether it's an NFL Network game or a Thanksgiving game, I think the Vikings are due for a Thursday game in the second half of the season to kind of give them a late bye that they're going to miss out on by playing in London in week four and then having a bye in week five.
Yeah, that Thursday night game would not surprise me one bit if it's the Vikings at Baltimore on that Thursday night. Wouldn't surprise me one bit. Or maybe the Thanksgiving evening game. Baltimore had it late last year. All righty, Hawabi, appreciate it, man. Everyone's going to be waiting until 7 o'clock to get the schedules, and then we'll talk draft next week.
Sounds good. I'll be here for you guys.
Thanks, Wabi.
Thanks, Mike.
Yep. There he goes. Mike Wabshaw. You can catch his Wabcast at Vikings.com.